The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, the middle of Siman Shin Beis in the halachas of cleaning and folding garments on Shabbos, Siv Tes, this is on Piches Amin Aleph. It says, B'chav Muta Lite Naim Agabim Minil, you're allowed to put water on a shoe, the Shach Shechai to rub it, Abel Chab Say, but to clean it, to launder it, the Hainu, that it's Meshav Shev Tzidai, as we continue with Beis Yal Zeh, that you rub its side one on the other. Also, that's forbidden. But if you have a garment that has a stain in it, even to rub it, because that's its laundering. Rather, you lightly clean it with a rag. Now with pushing, but he's good, because he might come to squeeze. Hagah says Ramaz, you continue down for Peites and Beralf. A garment that does not have any stain in it, allowed to put a little water on it. So he says, behold, to explain the following two paragraphs, Sif Tes and Yud, first I have to give a short introduction. And this is like this. Aleph, number one. Hamalabin, whitening, who ma'abas malachas, is one of the primary forbidden categories on Hilchos Shabbos. Belibachayef, now, whitening is applicable, bein mitzemer, bein bishin, whether it's wool or linen, v'chol shaminim shadak l'slab, and all other types that the norm is to whiten them. The Liban Mikri, what's called Liban? Chodavar, by anything, Shaderev, that the norm is Hatzemev HaPishtan, the Slaban HaDezeh, that the wool of the linen becomes whitened through that. Mashanoigin, this said the custom is Shamanir, Chatichas Pishtan, Lacharigasai, Bachama, that one places the piece of linen after it's woven in the sun, the Zerkel of Mayim Kadesh of the Slaban, and they throw water in it so that it shall whiten. Kamzor Bacham Alaban, that's also included in the prohibition of Malaban. As the Sharatun Eisnun says, that's as written in the Sefer Tzoreh. So, and it says, look at the Be'alocha, David Maskel Mutter, who discusses this. It says, Meshmer further, he says, Bishayura, and the measurement is, Bechut, Shu Arach Arba'at Tvach, if it's a string with a length of four Tvachim, that's already the measurement of this Isser. So, and base, a second point. Mechabes Begadim, someone launders clothing. Habatelet is Malaban, that's Mechabes. Laundering is a derivative of malabon, of whitening. The chayav one is liable. And so, someone squeezes out. Squeezing out the garment is also from the properties of laundering. More than simply is the kibushayech ba'iris harakim. And laundering is also applies by the soft leathers. Yes, some say afakashin also by the hard leathers. Ashechilik bin oiris lebeged, but there's a difference between leathers and the garment. The ba'iris by leathers, like mikri kibus, not considered laundering, that she kibus gummer. Until it's a full-fledged laundering. Begadim came along, but the garments we have, the halacha, that the shriyas and b'mayim zu kibusin, already just soaking in the water, is already considered, it's laundering. B'chayim mishim b'chabas, you're liable for laundering. Loshna b'begadim b'banim, doesn't make a difference. White garments, loshna tzvum, doesn't make a difference. Color garments, say that chreinim. Gimel, a third point. V'nei, now, b'hada came along, this that we have the halacha, the shriyas and the kibusin, that it's soaking is its laundering. Yes, there's opinions amongst halachic authorities. Yes, some say the davka that specifically kashish is the liklach ala begad, when there's some type of a stain on a garment, the shriya ma'va liklach, that the soaking removes the stain. But if there's no stain, my fellow hushka makhmas ladisha, even if it got black because of being worn, the mikki kibas adi shri levad, that's not considered, it's not called laundering by just soaking. Unless you literally launder it, or you squeeze out its water. But it would be forbidden to soak it rabbinically, as a rabbinic decree that it might come to squeeze it. Some say, that even if there's no stain on them at all, we say that the soaking is the laundering. Now this all specifically, if it's in the way of laundering, but if it's being done in the way of making it filthy, for example, Shanatul Yodav Amayim, he washed his hands with water, and now he's wiping his hands on the towel. Even if he had a lot of water dripping on his hands, but the kinucha, and now by wiping in the towel, the towel becomes wet. Even so, that wouldn't be applicable to say, oh, you're soaking it, so like you're laundering it, because you're making it wet in the way of making it filthy. Those are stringent even more. There was a lot of water, even if it's a way of making dirty. I mean, we say that it's soaking as it's laundering. They hold the when you wash your hands, but it's a up and you want to dry it in a towel. Here, you should see the first shake of your hands. Actually, until it doesn't remain on the hands, just a little bit of water. And then it's permitted. But now, with these introductions, Navalavar SSE, we're going to come to explain these two paragraphs. Sifkat Mem. So he said that it's permitted to put water on a shoe. L'shachshachai. What does that mean to say? K'sheyesh al-minol is about when there's on a shoe some type of a stain. L'shachshachai of mayim. You put water on it, until the stain gets removed. That's called shikshuk. So just putting water on it. So that's what the Mechaber is saying. You let it put water on the shoe, the shikshuk had to clean it. But the Mechaber said, but to do lekabsai, which is what does it mean to launder it? Sivkat memav, shmishav shabachulu, that you rub the sides one on the other, that we said is asr. That is kederach mechabsim, the way people normally do laundry, which is when you rub like sides one on the other. But this word, it sounds like the stum kibus, the minnow, that regular laundering of a shoe, a fili isur leka, that even there's no prohibition even. When we are looking at that we explain the mashman b'das harav paiskim, it sounds like in the opinion of many paiskim, the sur ikat that there is isafil b'kibas v'alma, even just with regular laundering. The only thing that's permitted is with just like we said, putting water on it. Ach b'kli eitz, but regarding a wooden vessel, the kolam according to everyone, emir shum chashash kibas. You're right. There's no concern about laundry because of it doesn't absorb. Sir, we said that to launder it, mean to rub one side on the other, that's going to be us. There's also liability to keep a shaykh of iris because, yes, laundering applies even by leather. That's permitted to put water on the shoes, l'shachshach, to clean it. So if you look at Mishnah Berurah and Sivkat Lama test that we wrote, that the custom is that they put a piece of flax in the sun. That's also included Malaban. That's as written in Sebet Tver Shmuel. And we reference this in the Shara Tzina is Nun. Now, L'chayra, there's a steer to this from what's brought in the Mishnah Shabbos of Kuf Mem Vav. Someone soaked his vessels in his garments in water. He spreads it on the sun, but not opposite the people. And even those who say it's forbidden, but they only say it's forbidden because of Marasayin. They didn't say it's forbidden because it becomes whitened through that. And even though a person not intending that it should be lightly whitened, just that it should dry up, however, the Psik Resha. Now, it's pushing to say that the Mishnah told Mandavka by Kim that are not of Pishnah, because the Mishnah says Tam. Now, it's possible to say that it wouldn't be leaping through this, only by new linen garments, where the norm is to make it white in such a way. But in old garments, even though they're linen, it would not be a way of leaping in such a way, only if you're doing laundering and squeezing out. But according to this, if that's the case, then even when he dries it near the fire, it shouldn't be a problem about Liban, only when they're new. Because that's what it's told when it says, Unin shal pishna mishri islavna, which I mentioned in the Mishnah, Daf Yitzayim Mabez, there in the Mishnah, look within Rashi, and Mordechai at the end of Perek Tehillim, his words are brought in Simon Shanaf, Sif Mem Vav, look over there. It sounds like that even my old ones, that when he dries it near the fire, there is a problem about Liban also, and it's no difference, it doesn't differentiate between old and new. And so therefore, Tzarchi, it sounds like we look into this question a little bit. However, regarding the Ikar Alocha, it would seem that the Alocha is with the Tiferes Yisrael, because since it's made to be whitened through this action, obviously you have to answer the Mishnah like we wrote. Moreover, you should know that it's written in Yerushalmi Perek LaGadol on the Mishnah of Malabin, Rav Koin Meshim Rabbon de Kisarn, Amyantoin Yichayv Malabin. Now look up within the Karmel Eid, he doesn't say anything what it is. He says the Be'aloch, Hashem illuminated my eyes and I found in the Aruch, in the topic of Amyantoin, these words are in the Medrash Hashim, in the Pasuk of Neifes to Teifno, go out and learn from this Amyantoin, which does not get pressed only in the fire. In other words, in the Greek and Roman, the type of stone that's actually spun and woven into a garment, and when it's moist, when it's dirty,
they would press it in the fire. Ad kan l'shon l'arach. Now, how appropriate are the words of the Yerushalmi that Rav Kohen is telling us that this, that you press it in the fire, is included in Liban, because that's the norm of its whitening, and like other things that get purified and get laundered through water, through to this one, is through the fire. From this Yerushalmi also is a support to the words of Tzeveres Yisrael, that putting by the fire would be a problem about Liban. The maskla b'l chabsoi, we said, but to do kibbutz on the shoe, that is, the hainish b'shavshe, to rub it, one on the other, that would be aser. Now this halacha of laundering by the shoe is only through shifshuf, is what Rabbi says in Zvachim of Tzadidal. Any laundering that doesn't have kiskus is not considered kibbutz. And this Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, I was in front of Rav, b'shachshich ilay misani, shichshich in kiskus loy. That's what seems to be Ika Girsa, that's brought in the Shultis, look over there, and Rashi explains kiskus, that is, Meshapshiv one side on the other one, the way the launder is doing. His words are brought in. But see, so that's how the Shulchan Aruch is awesome over here. Now, says the Be'alacha Tzarech Ian, from the Rif and the Rosh and the Rambam, it sounds like that kibbutz, laundering, without shifshiv, is also a sick of the Rif in Perek Toilin, doesn't bring in all the member of Rabbah called kibbutz less, but kiskus loy shme kibbutz. And he quotes Tam, the other teaching of Rabbah that's mentioned over there, at the end of the Soga, that kibbutz by Minhal is going to be Asr. And so to the Rosh, it sounds like that all type of kibbutz is forbidden without shifshiv. So the Rambam Perek Avav doesn't mention at all that shouldn't be, but only if it's kiskus. But Stam, he writes that Minhal is Asr Chabtzit. However, the words need to be explained, because when the Sugyan Zvachim L'Chayr, it sounds like it's explicit. That you're right, kibbutz without kiskus is nothing. And we don't find that Rava backed out of this. So, Sister Belocha, what appears from a humble understanding regarding this is that the Shittas Rambam, besides for this, needs to be explained, because the Sugyan Zvachim over there sounds like that by hard leather, if it could be laundered, is totally in the Machlikas, Rabbanan and Achayr. The Rambam Paskins over there, Hilchas Maisa Hakabon, like Rabbanan, that when they're hard, they're not something that can be laundered, and it needs to be scraped by the dam of the chatas. And here in the Shabbos, he saw some devarav, and it sounds like that there is no difference between soft and hard. And the Lecha Mishnah already stands on this question. And also, it sounds like explicitly from his words that even there, when it's hard, there'd be Isra Kibbutz, because he writes Minul Basandal, and the sandal is hard, the way Rashi explains in the beginning of Perek Mischalitzim. That's the case, the Rambam contradicts himself. So, since the Be'alacha, therefore, it appears to me the way to explain is like this. The Rambam brings this halacha of laundering of the shoe that it's Aser, and the Perek Chafaf, and amongst the halachas of Shvusim, of the Isur Drabban. So it sounds like he holds it's only a strabunan. He explains also teaching a rabbi called kibbutz less b'kiskus loshme kibbutz, according to the maskana, that is regarding the kibbutz d'iraisa, like the damachatas over the madrabunan, be also, yeah, even without kiskus. And this he gets from the what the Gemara brings there at the end of the story, that the rabbi darshans is permitted to be mechabas minul b'shabas. So Rav Papa says, I Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, him sagin avakim the kibbutz rabbi shakh lim son b'mayo, shik shakhin kibbutz loy, that's an argus, and that's as written in the Rif and the Rosh, and that's the sound like in Pasha is the sugya. So then, hada uki rabbi maral the b'darsha, he went and he says, you're right, that what I said, it was a mistake. This, however, is what they said, the shik shik mutter kibbutz asa. In this wording, it sounds like the stam kibbutz asa, even without kiskus. And also, Rabba, that his what he entertained initially to be matter, obviously was without kiskus, that because kiskus is no sort to be matter, because stam minl is whether soft or hard, as we'll explain later on. And by soft, most definitely there's no svar to be matter kiskus according to everyone. And Rabba was going l'shitasei that he said the kibbutz without kiskus is nothing, and he held it was totally mutter. The way it says over there in the beginning, shirshachin kiskus loy, sounds like there's not also only be kiskus. Rabba says to him that this that we see that Rav didn't permit only if shirshach ma'alma, that it doesn't touch his hands at all to be mekabes, as brought in the Mishnah, listen with my mashatif, you put on water until it gets removed, but kibbutz be a dying, sounds like it's also at least midrabban, and even our kiskus. That Rebbe responded, what I said was a mistake, and it's not motu only shikshik bi'amma, but kibbutz is also al kapam midrabban. According to this, comes out well, that the Rif that brings this only this teaching, and it doesn't bring the teaching regarding kiskus, that the istrabban there is even out kiskus, as known, that the Rif was not concerned to bring what are the chiyuvim, what are the isur deraisa. And it doesn't bring to the differentiate between leather that's soft and hard. Because regarding Isra Bon, there is no difference. It sounds like from the words of Rav and Rav Papa that do not differentiate regarding this. And also, because if you don't say this, then Rav should have pointed, should have said his first teaching when they're hard, and not to say that they're a mistake, what I said. So therefore the Rambam writes that also that even the sandal that's hard, shik shik mutter and kibbutz is going to be asked in abundance. So the Rush and the Torah, they say something, they write that kibbutz is asked, it sounds like the sound kibbutz, even not shif, and so too they don't differentiate between soft and hard, which is like what we're saying, that the Israel abundant there is even when it's hard. Now, even the Gemara in the Tavamin that thought that even kiskers that's mutabek when they're hard, according to Rabban Nachem, as it says over there in the beginning, if it's hard like the Acherim, sounds like according to Rabbanu, it would be permitted by kashrut even by kiskus. That's according to the Havmin of Rava, that there's no Isra Rabbanu at all regarding Shabbos, and he was totally comparing it regarding kibbutz of the damachatas, and therefore where there's no kibbutz midirai. So for example, when there's kibbutz without kiskus, by when they're softer, even when there's kiskus when they're hard according to Rabbanu, there is no Isra at all regarding Shabbos. But according to the Maskanda, the Rabbanu proved him that kibbutz without kiskus, even though it's not called kibbutz midirai, it's also at least midirabanu. So you read there's no difference between the hard and soft, and they're always going to be asr rabbanan. And you could say that this all included what Rav responded from Shemat Lofnechem Toysim Meod. I made a mistake, which is going on the whole sugya. And the comment says the Bir Halacha, and he says, if I wouldn't be afraid, I would say a new idea. That according to the Maskana, Rav retracted also what he said in the beginning of this sugya, the kibbutz without kiskus by ur, that cleaning without rubbing by leather, there's no isr deraisa. According to what Rav Papa was mechadish him, the shichshuch in kibbutz loy, that you have by kibbutz isr deraisa also, and on that he also says what I said was a mistake, that by kibbutz itself there's an isr deraisa also, that there's no hatter, only for shichshuch, which is not the case by a garment, that even shichshuch ba'almud is isr deraisa, because Rav Yossi the kibbutzah, he's soaking his laundry. And this, the Rambam includes the halacha of kibbutz ba'ar in the 21st parak, the stumah regarding shvusin, because he wanted to include also sandal, which is hard. There's no issa kibbutz deraisa according to what he paskin in Hilchos Ma'aseh Rabbanan. And he's coming to tell us that kapan this issa rabbanan, and this proof is that because if not, the Rav should have answered that he's talking about when it's hard. So says the Be'alach, without words, it's mishav very well the words of the Kolboy. What he writes regarding this, look at the Shmas Adam, that he remains with Tzarchi in him, but according to what we're saying, it makes sense. Also, all this is according to the Rif and the Rambam and the Rosh and the Turbah. According to Rashi and the Ran, the Perek Nekel, that's Kuf Membez, it sounds like that when they're hard, even there's not even the Isra Rabbanan. It says, however, Lamaisa would seem not to be lenient even when they're hard, because all the Rishon that we mentioned before, they're saying some Isra, they don't differentiate. And also, you have the opinion of the Shiltas, Burden Parashim Mitzera, that holds the Isra Kavisim in that Torah when they're hard, just like when they're soft, because he paskins like the Acher. The Mamaskal Zeh, to rub one on the other. So he said, look, previously in the Be'alacha that we wrote, that it sounds like from the opinion of many places, that Isra Abundant you have, even without Shifshuf, and even regarding Isra Deraisa, that you need Kiskas, which is Shifshuf, as the Mechaber Reich Meshafshuf Zeh. And he quotes this from the Pirush Rashi of Zevachim that explains like this, that the Kiskas that's brought over there, it would seem that even if you're not going to rub one on the other, you're just going to scrub very well with water the place of the stain, and you clean it very well, that's also included in Shifshuf. And the proof is, because the Gemara sounds like over there, that by hard leather, there's also kiskers as brought over there, according to the opinion of the Acherim, and that when they're hard leather, you can't rub one side on the other. And the Shultz Pashim Mitzvah sounds explicit that kiskers is when it's hard, through Shifshuf and Adacha very well, like we wrote, and you don't need one side on the other dafka. In the same Hemek Sheli, he brings a girsa from Ksav Yad, b'shodil le'michbayu, b'shodil le'madkinu. And it seemed to be pasha that the pirsha limit kinu, that's to purify them through water, and that's lashon the targum kiyadua. In the beginning, also the gears of adach medach is also lashon of tahara. And mela, same thing is by soft, according to everyone, it's also going to be included in shifshuf. Now, much of what our words that we wrote regarding this in the previous. The Maskal Avil says, I found Be'ez Hashem in the Sefer Hamik Sheila. He also agrees that according to many Rishonim, the Issa Kippus would be even out Shifshuf. The Maskal Aser, to rub one side and the other, is going to be forbidden. So look at Mishbur Sivkot Membez, that there's also a Chiv, I mean, Issa Dereisa is brought in Zavachim Dab Tzadidal. Now the Rambam Paskins, that if someone squeezes out a garment until the water comes out, he's Chayiv, because schita is from tzarchi kibbutz, it's from the elements of laundering, and there's no schita by here. Same thing is by leather, where you're not chayav for the schita, akan l'shayna. Look at Magen Mishnah, his source is from Shabbos Daf Kof Chav Ches. Sounds like it explains the question of the Gemara, that's because of Issa kibbutz, and on leather, doesn't show any source. It says, I saw in Nishma Sadden that one is in the Rambam, because since schita is a talad of kibbutz, and kibbutz is applies by leather, as brought in the Gemara, so does the Rambam get that you're not chayav for schita? Says the Berlach, it appears to me that the Rambam gets this from what the Rabba and Rav Yisrael say in that sugi, that in schita b'seir, there's no schita by here. The reason is because it's hard. And kibbutz is shaykh even by a sock, which is made from here, as is brought in the Gemara in the Mishnah of Zvachim Dab Tzadigen Mulon Beis, whether a garment, whether a sack, then need kibbutz. And even those who hold that leather that's hard is not by kibbutz, even so, by sack they agree, it's brought in the Brisa Tzadidali over there. It's known that the name of a sack includes, even something that's made from the hair of oxen and goats, as brought in Tzadigen Shabbos, Dab Chabzayin Rabbanav, the Masamanitza, and the Rambam, Melchis Kalim. Obviously, because here is not considered double kasher for everything, and it's applicable for kippahs. And however, regarding schita, we say that it's not applied to it, as we mentioned in the Gemara. Al-Kach, the reason that schita doesn't apply only by something that's very soft, and therefore the same would be by hard leather. However, it does have the halach of kippahs. It still would not apply by schita, and that's obvious in the Rambam that that's his reason for the fact that it includes both them in one paragraph. And also in the words of Rambam makes sense that the Mishnah says that by soft leather you put on water until you remove it and they weren't geizer because you might come to squeeze it out. Obviously because schita is not shaykh by it midaraisa, by a garment that's forbidden to put water on it, when the Gemara says about it because the soaking is laundering, the Gemara could have answered because they could turn the schita. But the truth is what it said, that there's also going to be a chiyuk. And that removes the question of Mishnah Sadam over there, look over there. He says what comes out from what we're saying is that the Shem Kibbutz is shaykh minatayra even by hair and by leather, as obvious from that Gemara in Zavachim, but by schita is not shaykh by both midaraisa according to Rambam, only midrabbanan. That's how the Shulchan Aruch is sasam later on, sim tup kovchavav sev aleph in haga, that by leather there's no schita. But what's difficult to me, says the Be'alacha, on the sugya on Shabbos, that sounds like over there that would be permitted according to everyone to scrub hairs on Shabbos with some type of detergent, if not for concern that the hair is going to fall out, mustama, that this is mixed with water. And why didn't you say it's forbidden because of kibbutz? Obviously because the Gemara holds that the differentiate between a detached hair and an attached hair, that by attached hair on the person's body, it's not shaykh, a shame of kvisa. If that's the case, so what's the Gemara asking of Kofach Chavchaz? We table them shem schita, but schita shem kibbutz is according to the Rambam, and if there's no kibbutz, there's no schita. Says maybe that's exactly what the Gemara answers in schita b'seir, that's because it's attached to the body of the woman. The Lashon Rambam that quotes this halacha from it, like, as it sounds like from the Magen Mishnah, it's a very big deichik to explain the dafka in such a situation. So it says on that tzarachin, one has to look into this further. Some of the dirshus, dirsh number 41, to put a wet garment opposite a fire in a place where it's yatze ledes by. So Mishnah writes in Shin Aleph that the problem because of isim alabin. Says look over there that there's even the problem about Mavashal, because of Issa Marasayim, that they shouldn't suspect him that he longer on Shabbos. And he adds on that if you spread it out opposite the fire, it's also even where it's not yet sledged because of Marasayim. Now, not only by linen garments, where the norm is to put it by the oven to make white, even to put soaked woolen garments near the fire, the Be'alacha writes in Simon Shanalov, Nimit Primogodim, that's also because of Malabim. Now, whitening the garment by putting it in the sun, Magadim writes in Shin Aleph, that's not also only where the Itziatz led is, because the garment does not become white and only where it could cook. And that, Rav Shlomo Zalman wonders in Shmir Shabbos, that because it's something that's obvious to the eyes, that a garment gets whitened through the sun, also in the sun, in the heat that's not Yatzalad's point. So he wonders about that. Dish number 42, to put talc powder on a garment that got wet to absorb it. Shlomo Zalman holds that's forbidden because of Malabin, that's written in Shabbos Elul Tzin, but he's not sure if this Achiv Chatz, if that's Issa Deiraisa. Dish number 44, the reason why this is Taladim a Malabin, that laundering garments is only a Taladim Malabin, when laundering wool or linen is considered Av Malacha, Shabbos Avni Nezer writes that because they really became, you really have in these garments later malachas in the order of malachas to malabin, for example, niputz and tzvi and tzvi and v'chulu, so its laundering is not considered but just a taladim. Dishon number 45, the reason why we don't say shirasa de kibusai, that the soaking is considered laundering by leather, even though after that it became leather soaked in water a long time, for sure it gets whitened. Trusha believer writes that since the water does not go into the leather, only after a long period of time, so that's not considered in the getting of the malach of kibbutz. And this Gerelitz is not sure regarding the reason, if it's because the leather does not absorb the water like a garment, and therefore you don't say the soaking is considered like laundering, or because the leather does not become really fixed through the soaking, just like a garment gets cleaned out when it's soaking. Now, soaking leather with a liquid that's made for cleaning, for example, to soak it in water with some type of a chemicals, or something like that. So Rabbi Yashiv holds that it has halacha like kibbutz, because even though the leather does not get cleaned through soaking water, or if it does get cleaned through soaking with some type of these chemicals, and that's the opinion of Rav Ozna and Rav Nizkir Elitz. Dish number 46, shoes that are stitched with threads, then the safe because Eliyaz is not sure if you let a soak in water because of those threads. Looking at Tzitzah Shulchan, Bal Yashulchan, Shmir Shabbos, and Aruch HaShabbos, that they discuss this. Dershu number 47, garments that are not woven, that are made out of nylon or some type of synthetic material, like a sheet or some type of a tablecloth. So Tribbus Yigas Mesh writes, Me'ikar Adin, there's no halach of a kibbutz because the liquids don't get absorbed in them. However, since this halach is not mafurish in the earlier ones, because these materials were not in the earlier generations, it would be appropriate to be stringent and to conduct regarding them like the halach of leathers. Shlomo Zalman holds that misafik one should be stringent to treat these garments like leathers because it's subject to raisa, and that's a bit of a yashim and nisker else. On the other hand, he's inclined that the halacha of these garments are actually more severe than leathers because since they're made from synthetic materials, so the dirty does not go in deep inside of them the way it does by leather, and they get clean actually by just soaking with water and remains with tzarachin. However, elsewhere he writes, it's brought in Asim Archa Shabbos, there would seem more that actually these garments are actually not including kibbutz at all. And that's what Tribbus would see, that a garment that's made from nylon, it's like a wooden vessel and does not have a lacha of kibbutz at all. Now, woven garments from nylon threads, Shlomo Zalman holds, he writes that since the water gets between the holes of the weaving, has halacha like other garments, and soaking it is the laundry, that's written in Shuvah Shevelev, and Shuvah Zotzin, and that's the Pitim Nesek Yerelitz. Regarding a straw or nipple of a bottle that's made from like rubber, that falls on the ground and gets dirty, Shlomo Zalman writes, that's permitted to wash it and to scrub it, because the one who's washing it is not intent to do laundering from the filth that's absorbing them, only to get rid of the dirt that's on them. That's the opinion of Zgarelitz, however, for a different reason, that since the nipple is similar to a vessel, and they don't absorb water, so it doesn't have a lacha of kibbutz, and they don't have a lacha like some type of a synthetic cloth that has a form of like a garment, and therefore you're not allowed to rub it in water. Another thing, Rabbi Yashiv holds that it has a lacha like garments that are made out of leather, and you're not allowed to rub them. You just could wash them beneath a flow of water. Now, regarding using rubber gloves when you're washing vessels, this girl holds that there's no issur because since your intent is not to when you're using it to wash, it's not. You're not intending to wash the gloves, so that's not considered as a malach of kibbutz. Shimon Mechaz Yitzchak is not sure regarding this, and he writes that a woman that has some type of injuries on her hand, she could be lenient and she could use these gloves, but she should be careful not to clean them after using them by rubbing them one on the other. Regarding soaking contact lenses, soft contact lenses in the solution, Rabbi Yashim writes that since they absorb water more than leather, you have to be in doubt if it has a look like leather or like a garment, and if it's usher to soak them in the solution that cleans them, or to clean them by rubbing them, because the ways of these laundering is forbidden even by leather. And we spoke previously about, you know, when there's chemicals. Now, however, if the contact lenses are totally clean, let's say clean them before Shabbos, so you could soak them in the type of a solution that's not cleaning them, it's just keeping them on the moisture, saline. Since it's not clear if it has a lacha like a beged, it's possibly even by a beged, there's no issur kibbutz when it's totally clean. It's possible to rely on those who hold that a clean garment, you don't say shiras zekibus, and that's written in Shuvah Shevelev, and that's written in Miskarelitz. Now, to wash paper, Shuvah Shevelev Moshe writes that's not shaykh kibbutz because it doesn't get white in the water, it actually gets ruined, and that's opinion of Miskarelitz. Regarding cleaning the body of a person, Shabbat Lelekit writes that there's no problem with Malab. And on the other hand, the Sebetal Oyrus writes that from the words of the Mordechai, Misat Leshavish, Shalti Gabarim, but it seems that the Malab would apply even by cleaning the body of a person or a living creature. And Lemaisa, Shabbat Zikimacha writes that by cleaning the body, there's no problem about Malab, and that's written in Shabbat Nazitzel, and that's been in the Skrelitz, and one has to look into this from the words of Be'alocha, the Vinaskal Aser.